One time on a film set in South Dakota, I was handed a pair of thin canvas sneakers to wear on set. While every other actor in the scenes that we were in, they were zipped up in these thick leather boots. A lot of pairs went up about mid-calf. Some of them went as high as the thigh. I didn't say anything. Even after they told us that rattlesnake wranglers had to clear this outdoor set before we stepped onto it. Like literal professionals with hooks and buckets were capturing, grabbing, and filling these buckets and things with venomous snakes. These were all in spots and locations where I was about to stand in these thin, Payless shoes. I just stared at these tiny little fabric head shoes. And you know what? I walked out onto set anyway. I tried not to make a scene because I had absorbed the idea that being easy to work with was more important than being safe, more important than being heard or whole. And I've done versions of that my whole life, pretending I'm not scared, smiling when something's wrong, laughing things off because somewhere along the way, I got the message that it is better to be likable than it is to be real. That moment on set, that wasn't about shoes. It was about how I'd quietly trained myself to shrink. I thought professionalism meant swallowing fear, discomfort, even danger, as long as everyone else was fine. I thought it meant being agreeable, smiling wide, never asking for too much, never asking twice. I didn't understand that there's a difference between being collaborative and being self-erasing. I confused invisibility with value. And for a long time, I resented the hell out of it without realizing that it was me. I was the one that was agreeing to this. I was agreeing to disappearing. That moment on set wasn't my first time keeping quiet. Some people know this from some of the conversations I've already had online, but I grew up in a very religious Midwestern family where silence wasn't just polite, it was expected. My dad was the head of the household, right below God, and everyone else, we were somewhere down the ladder, maybe just above the family pets, but definitely below questioning authority. You didn't argue. You didn't correct. You didn't question. You didn't say, hey, that's not okay. Even when it was very much not okay. It was all structured like a spiritual pyramid scheme. God, dad, mom, the kids. And then, I don't know, maybe if you're lucky, you've got down the bottom there, you know, Jesus's toenail clippings or something. You know, autonomy, that wasn't really a thing. Not for us kids. Especially not for ones like me, the queer ones. Especially not for us, not for the soft ones. Especially not anyone who could throw off the illusion of, oh, a godly household. So I learned early on that the safest thing to do to survive was people-pleasing. Pleasing. Be pleasing. Be sweet. Be quiet. Be helpful. Not too dramatic. Not too emotional. Not too anything. And when that's what you grew up with, it's not so really surprising that later, on a film set in Rattlesnake Country, I looked down at my thin canvas shoes and thought, well, don't make a fuss. You can get through this. You're good. Because a fuss, in the world that I grew up in, meant rebellion. It meant disrespect. It meant you weren't being a good son, a good Christian, a good professional. And I really, really, really want it to be good. What's even trickier is I'm not always quiet. Sometimes I am loud, funny, dramatic, opinionated. But if I'm honest, a lot of times in the past, that loudness was curated too. I got good at being loud in the right ways, at ranting about things that people around me already agreed with, at performing authenticity, as long as it didn't ruffle the wrong feathers. It's like I put on a leather jacket labeled edgy, but only in the colors my family liked. Hey, you can be punk, as long as it matches the curtains, right? These days, I am working on unlearning all of that. I'm trying to be more willing to be not everyone's cup of tea. I'm really working at being uncomfortable with myself, being uncomfortable with myself, not having to like constantly read a room and make sure that everybody else is happy. And that makes me uncomfortable. And I'm learning to live in that. I'm learning to say, actually, that doesn't work for me. I'm learning to wear metaphorical boots when the snakes are real. And it's surprising, maybe even a little magical, what happens when you do. Some people back away. Some people don't know what to do with you when you stop performing politeness like a full-time job. But then, the right ones show up. The people who don't flinch when you're honest, who don't need you to shrink or shapeshift to earn your place. The people who see your boundaries and say, yeah, that makes sense. The ones who like you not in spite of your realness, but because of it. Those are my people now. I like being around them a hell of a lot more than I liked being around people who only loved the version of me that kept saying yes while I was clenching my jaw. So if I could go back to that film set in South Dakota, I'd still take the job. I'd still show up. But I'd look down at those tiny canvas sneakers. I'd walk over to wardrobe and I would say, hey, what else do you have? These just don't feel safe for me. Like, what else you got? Because I wasn't hired to get bit by a snake quietly. I was hired to act, to create something real. And yeah, these days I don't have to shrink myself to do that. And I also realize like the gals in wardrobe, they loved me. I loved working with them. They wouldn't have even blinked twice. They'd have been like, oh my God, Paul, get in here. Like, let's find you something else. Like, it wouldn't have been even a big deal. So I want to say, if you've ever been standing in your own version of canvas shoes, pretending not to notice the rattling nearby, know this. You don't have to earn safety by being silent. You don't have to become small to be seen as good. You can take up space. You can ask twice. You can say, actually, I'm not comfortable with that. And the people who matter, they'll still want you back exactly as you are. If this episode spoke to something you've been carrying, come find me on Instagram or YouTube or wherever you are online. Follow me, like, do all the things. And wear your boots, babe. The snakes aren't metaphorical. Smooches.